Former Representative Bruce Poliquin outraces Democrat Representative Jared Golden by over $200,000 in Q3. By Jacob Bliss on October 19, 2021. Representative Jared Golden, DME, was outraised by over $200,000 in third-quarter fundraising by the former Republican representative and current candidate in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. Bruce Poliquin, who is looking to unseat the vulnerable Democrat to regain the seat he once held. During the last filing with the Federal Election Commission, FEC, Golden only raised $675,404.88. However, Golden had the entire 3 months of the third quarter to raise money. Unlike Poliquin, who announced his candidacy on August 4 with less than 2 months to fundraise for this filing. During the third quarter, Poliquin raised a little over $200,000 more than the incumbent in his shortened fundraising time. Poliquin was able to mount a decent war chest of $883,171.66, according to his filing. A recent analysis from Politico declared that House Democrats lost their fundraising advantage, noting that after years of the Democrat House candidates salivating over their ability to raise money and win the majority, they are now falling behind Republicans. Politico added that Republicans are easily keeping pace, thanks to an army of energized small-dollar donors. National Republican Congressional Committee spokeswoman Camille Gallo said in a statement, "It's clear Mainers want nothing to do with Jared Golden's socialist agenda and will do anything to defeat him in November 2022. The people of the 2nd District want someone that reflects their values. Fiscal discipline, a strong border with Mexico to keep fentanyl out of our state," Poliquin said during a recent appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. "Unless we change course down there, these problems are going to get worse for the people of Maine. So I think they're going to come out in droves, and I think we're going to win this thing again." During his appearance, he spoke about what he would do back in Congress with the Republicans in control of the House. "A Republican majority would take care of people who really need help and maybe have disabilities or have elderly parents at home. I get all that, but my goodness gracious, don't make it easier for them to stay home and not work than go back to their job. It's just not fair, and it's not right." Poliquin is looking to unseat Golden in a rematch for his previous seat he held, after losing to Golden in the 2018 general election. Golden voted to impeach former President Donald Trump twice, even though his district voted for Trump in both presidential elections. Golden has also been a close supporter of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as he has voted with her 84% of the time. Doing so, he has helped Pelosi enact policies from the Biden-Pelosi agenda. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.